Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. I love coming into the studio in Bellevue. I only do it about once a month because my shows on Tuesday are done remotely. But I love coming in here because it's high up on the hill in Factoria and I can see downtown Seattle. And even though this morning it was kind of drizzly as I was out taking my morning walk, now I can see some blue sky and it's obviously clear enough that I can see downtown Seattle. And it's a beautiful view. And so I just thought I'd share that with you because I enjoy it so much. I'm really excited to be doing an All Tarot show for you today. I've had some wonderful tools to share with you that can help you get started using Tarot as a tool in your own life. Plus, I'm going to be doing live readings with callers throughout the show. And I'm also going to be giving away free 30-minute readings with me throughout the show also. So get ready to dial in for on-air readings and also to win those free readings. The last time I did my Monday show, which is on the first and fifth Mondays of each month, people were champing at the bit to have tarot readings since I had done it the time before, and I hadn't planned for that, so I didn't bring my cards with me that day. So I'm really excited today to be able to offer a whole hour of doing tarot for you. So if you would like an on-air tarot reading, you can get started calling right now. You can call at 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 810. No, it's not. Sorry. 800-930-2819.
You're so excited.
I don't know where those other numbers came from. They were just in my head somewhere. So go ahead and get started calling if you want to do a free reading on the air. So a few announcements while people are calling in. First of all, I'm going to also be sharing some information today that is kind of like teaching information about tarot for you. And if you want to be able to follow along about what I'm talking about, then you can go to my website right now and get the handout that I'm going to be working from. So if you go to lauralongley.net, that's lauralongley.net, right now on the homepage, in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see an action box that allows you, it says something like free tarot report or something like that. And if you go there and click and give your email address, it'll get emailed to you within the next 5 minutes or so, so that when I get to the part where I'm talking about using your lifetime archetypes or using your growth year archetype, you'll be able to see how to calculate what yours is and you can follow along. And that would be really, really fun. So you can go there right now. Again, it's lauralongley.net. Down in the bottom right-hand corner, it says free tarot report. And just go there and you can get the information that I'm going to be sharing with you today. The other thing is that you can also sign up to get a newsletter about my radio show. It comes every Friday afternoon and it tells you what's coming up in the next week or two. It gives you links to audio archives from guests that have just been on the show, as well as a brand new thing that I'm doing, which are written transcripts of previous shows. And you can get there by going to, I hope I'm not giving you too much information to confuse you, go to thelauralongleyshow.com, and in the right sidebar, you'll see where it says radio show newsletter, and you can sign up there to get that newsletter. So I wanted to share a little bit with you about what happened for me at the Portland Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. I was doing tarot readings there, and what I did was I did 10 minutes for $10, and I was doing this kind of as a joint venture with my partner and friend, Marsha Bench, who's a numerologist. So we were each offering 10 minutes for $10, and it was really amazing to people how much information you can get from a 10-minute reading. So because of that, I'm going to make a special offer for people who are just listening to the show right now. And that is, if you want to do a 15-minute reading with me — I don't normally offer 15-minute readings — if you want to do a 15-minute reading with me, it's $25. And you have to email me and tell me that you heard about it on the show, and then we can schedule to do a 15-minute reading. And again, that's a special deal just for people listening to the show. Now, we do have a caller. We have Maureen from Port Orchard, who wants to do a free tarot reading. Hi, Maureen.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, fine. My question...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, my question is, I'm trying to start a small healing business in my home. I've been told I'm really good at this.
Uh-huh.
I want to start it in my home because it would be easier for me. If it grows, I'll find a place
sure.
to rent. But where I live, it's going to be hard to find a place to rent where I live. My home will feel comfortable for me. I'm not having much luck at getting started. Am I missing something? Is it not the right time?
So your question is, what do I need to know in order to be able to successfully start this in my home? Or is there a piece of information that I need to know that tells me either it's not the right time or that's not the right place to do it?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to shuffle here while we're talking with that question in mind. And just as I'm shuffling, so how's your weather over there in Port Orchard today?
Sun.
It's what?
Quite a bit of sun.
Yay. I just scheduled yesterday. I'm going to go up to the Olympic Peninsula to La Push for kind of a silent retreat on my own towards the end of this week. And so I'm hoping the weather over there on the peninsula is going to be nice for me then.
It should be.
All right. So usually when I do these readings, I do a 3-card spread, but in the interest of time, I'm just going to do 1 card. And then if it looks like we can ask for more information, I'll do a 2nd card. So, very interesting. So the card that came up is the 7 of Swords, which is futility. And so we can interpret this in a couple of different ways, given your situation. So futility means, you know, trying without success, right? It's futile to keep trying. However, we can also look at this as letting go of thoughts of futility. And so my question for you would be, have you been worried or have you had a lot of thoughts about, I don't know if this is going to work?
Oh, yes. I didn't at the beginning, but
okay.
It got, you know, when nothing happens. And I was told by someone that I would get most of my business by word of mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe that. I think that is true. But I'm just wondering if, yes, I have had the feeling of giving up.
So let me ask you one more question about that. And so what are you doing to get business?
Business cards, telling a lot of people. I have my cards in a couple of chiropractic places. A lot of people don't want me to put my cards there.
Right.
They don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
They want just their business. I really have talked to a lot of people about it, so can't afford very much advertising. I wouldn't even be quite sure where to start.
Okay.
Advertise.
Well, I am going to do one more card that will help us decide whether the message here is that it really is futile, that this is not right for either timing or place or for some reason, or whether it's about letting go of those fears about it not working. So let me do one more card here. And we have the card that came up is the Five of Wands, which is strife. And so, again, it's another card that feels kind of negative, right? Like there's a lot of strife. And so I think that what it's saying is that you're trying too hard. And the trying can be mentally, right? Not just through actions that you're doing, but you might be focusing too much on how do I make this work? What am I supposed to be doing to make this work? Does that fit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So here is my prescription for you. So it's changing your thinking, changing your thoughts about the situation. And the first place to go with it is to relax and tell yourself that all is well. Everything unfolds in exactly the way that it's meant to and in the time that it is meant to. And so relax, first of all. Don't try to force it. And this is a lesson that's been up for me for a long time, but really a lot this past year. And so it's really fresh in my mind. And then the other part is to change your thoughts about the futility piece. Quit worrying about whether it's going to work. And instead, start thinking about just that it will turn out the way that it's meant to. And whether it works or not is exactly right. It's perfect. And you don't know yet if it's going to, and you're going to leave it open to see what happens.
Okay. Does that sounds right.
Does that feel doable?
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
It does. I'm becoming more relaxed with just letting go.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, really, I'd love to hear how it all works out for you. And, you know, so if you have some results that you think are good, I'd love to have an email from you and just hear about it.
Okay.
Great. Thanks so much, Maureen.
Thank you.
All right. So we are going to go to a break now. I'm Laura Longley, and this is the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. When we come back, we're going to give away a free 30-minute session as well as take some more callers. So stay tuned.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-425-425. 888-451-0404.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. And today we're doing an All Tarot show where I'm doing readings on the air as well as giving you some information about how to use tarot in your own life. And before we do any more of the readings on the air, I want to give away a free 30-minute reading with me offline to the first caller at 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. First caller will get a free 30-minute session with me. And we're going to go to the next on-air reading right now, and that is Susie from San Francisco.
Good morning.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Hi, Laura. Great.
Great. How's San Francisco?
Wonderful.
Yeah, I love San Francisco. It's such a lovely city.
It is.
Yeah, if I couldn't live in Seattle, I'd choose San Francisco, I think.
That's true.
Yeah. So what is it that you want to ask about today?
Yes, a little bit on the same lines as the last caller. I have a job, and I also do volunteer work, and I'm loving both of those for what they are. But I'm feeling a yearning and a pushing towards something else, and I just have no idea what that is.
So you feel like you're not getting fulfillment from what you're doing now, but you're not sure what it is that will bring that fulfillment?
Well, I have fulfillment, but I want another, I just feel a real pushing towards another direction.
So something, does it feel like something different or just something bigger in the same realm of what you're already doing?
I don't know. I'm feeling different. I'm getting different.
Yeah. So you're going through a lot of process and work and change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. Well, let's just see what the cards tell us would be a good place for you to focus. And while I'm shuffling, I just want to mention to people that, you know, the way that I use tarot, it is not predictive. It is not telling the future. It doesn't give you a yes or no answer. It gives you access to insight that you might not already have. It tells you what area in your life that you need to focus for this particular issue. So let's see what we've got here. Okay, we have the Prince of Wands. Now, Wands is the suit of spirit.
Mm.
And the Prince of Wands is all about action in the realm of spirit. And so it's also about being inspired. And so what this is telling me is that you need to follow what inspires you. What do you feel inspired to do?
I have so many different things I'm inspired about. I would say right now I work with the public, and I'm thinking something more introspective. And when you said spirit, I was thinking of perhaps studying different theologies, mysticism, just a learning.
Right, right. And it sounds to me like that's what you're feeling inspired to do right now. So it isn't necessarily about job or... I can't even think of how to say this. It's not about what you're putting out as much as it is right now about what you're taking in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I'm getting from this, is that it really is about doing what you feel inspired to do. And right now it sounds like that's a learning thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's so wonderful to get clarity.
Well, it is, and that's one of the things that I love about using the tarot, is that it does, well, I won't say it does, it can help to bring clarity. And the reason I say that it can and not that it does is because it's all about interpretation. And sometimes when we're too deep in it ourselves, we have trouble with the interpretation.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's why it can be helpful to have someone else do it.
Yes. And I'm really good at putting out and, like I said, being with people, and I have a natural knack with that, and I already do that. So I didn't know how to get in. I just know how to put out.
Okay. So what you need then is also some insight into how do I start doing this? Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's the next card. Oh, I love it, because it's, okay, it's the seven in the major arcana, which is the chariot. And chariot, I'm thinking of that old song, swing low, sweet chariot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the chariot is about forward movement. And the picture on the other card that we drew, the Prince of Wands, was also, he's in a chariot in that picture. And so and the principle with the chariot is about, it's about forward movement, but it's about a balance of stillness and movement. And so I think that maybe what you need to focus on is some stillness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Some time and space to be able to just be internal.
That's powerful. I do not do that.
Right. And that is so important. And especially when you're in a learning mode, you can learn from your higher self, from spirit, just by being in that internal space. But you have to make time for it.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe practicing yoga, more meditation, more. I love having people around, and I'm around people all day. And then when I'm quiet, I don't know how to always turn it off and go into that mode. So
I'd say setting up a meditation practice would probably be very helpful for you.
A good way to start. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Susie. And I'm so excited for you, because I so love doing that metaphysical learning. And so I'm excited for you to do it too.
Yes. Yes. And thank you for your direction.
You're welcome. Thanks, Susie.
Thanks for calling in. And we also got a winner for your session. So congratulations to Deborah, I believe. Yes.
Yes. All Deborah right. from Seattle won the free session. And so I'll be excited to connect with Deborah, too, and schedule that 30-minute session. So I want to just take a couple minutes now to share a little bit of the information I had planned to share with you, because the hour is going by so fast that I'm not getting much time to share this. And so I want to say a little bit more about what I started saying when Susie was on the phone, and that is that we can't always... that we don't get yes and no answers from tarot. We don't get predicting the future. What we get is possibilities. We get doorways into our own higher self or into our own intuition or into our own insight that we maybe haven't had access to before. It's a way to get focused in a different way than what you normally might be doing. And the way that I use it personally is it's part of my daily spiritual practice. So we were talking about meditation with Susie. I do meditation every morning. But the first thing I do every morning is I do a 3-card spread with the tarot cards. And the 3-card spread, there's one card for spirit, one card for mind, and one card for body or physical or action. And usually I just ask the question, where do I need to be focused today? Or what do I need to know to make the most of this day? And those are the cards that I use to help direct me in that way. And part of what I do with that also is that I take it the reading as a whole, but I also take each card individually and I will set an intention related to the meaning that comes to me from those cards. And then with those intentions, then I go and do my meditation. So it is helping to anchor it in by not only doing the 3-card spread, but then taking that information into my meditation and seeing what kind of inspiration I might get from that. And I have found that to be so useful. And one of the things that is really interesting about it is we get into these patterns and we'll have certain cards that show up in a lot for us. And I keep a log of which cards show up on each day. And so then I can see which ones am I getting a lot of the time. Is there some pattern to what's happening? And that also helps me kind of see what my process is and what my next steps forward need to be, if I need to focus in a different area, if I actually need to do something different. So that is one way that you can also use tarot on a daily basis. And you can also ask about specific situations. So you can either ask for, you know, what's in my highest good today, or you can ask about specific situations and then use it to help with your own personal development. Well, I see it's time for a break again. I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll be giving away another free tarot reading.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio, Join the talk the world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and I'm Laura Longley. Today we're doing an all tarot show where I'm doing readings on the air as well as giving away free sessions, and I'm going to give away another free 30-minute session right now. If you would like that free 30-minute session with me, you can call 800-930-2819. First caller at 800-930-2819. And we're going to take another on the air reading right now. Stephanie from Everett. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love doing this. It's so fun to talk to people and do these readings. So I'm excited about it.
I'm excited to get a reading.
Well, yay. So tell me what it is that you'd like some insight into.
Well, my daughter and we live together, and there's a lot of strife between us.
Uh-huh. So how old is she?
She's 22.
Okay. And so has she always lived with you, or is it a new situation? Or
off and on, she's lived with me.
Okay. And how long has she been back living with you?
For just a little bit over a year.
Okay. And so your question is, how can you get along better, or is there a different question?
Well, I would just like to, where does it come from? That's the part I really don't understand.
Okay, so some insight into what's actually happening.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll do a little bit of shuffling right here. And while I'm shuffling, I'll share with you. I have a almost 17-year-old son, and we definitely have gone through a thing or two. Junior high age, middle school age was kind of difficult. And now it's not quite as bad, but from what I hear from my friends who have adult sons, that, you know, I've still probably got another good 5 or 6 years to go before he'll be I don't want to say human again. He's not inhuman, but before things will, you know, really feel nicer. So, all right, let's see here. We have got, interesting. So it's going to sound scary because the card that I pulled is the 13 in the major arcana, which is death. But, but death is really death and rebirth. And what death is about, you know, basically the snake shedding its skin, transformation. And so what I want to say that this is saying is that it is about your relationship with your daughter, not you personally, but the two of you, your relationship together, needing to go through a transformation. That I wonder if what's happening is that you are still relating to her as your daughter, as opposed to how you would relate to someone who was 22, who was your roommate or your housemate.
You know, I kind of think that it's the opposite.
Okay.
I've approached it from the roommate point, but I think she still sees I'm the mom instead of. She's in a roommate situation now because now she has a baby also.
Okay. So, I mean, it could be saying that it's because it isn't about you personally, it's about the relationship.
Right.
And so it is saying there needs to be that shift within the relationship. So give me an example of kind of how things show up that are not good or difficult. What's an example of an argument you might have?
Well, it's you know, that keeping the house clean. It's like I gave her the opportunity to have her pregnancy and not have to work, and then the first 6 months of the baby's life, she didn't have to work. Mm-hmm. But in exchange, it was like, okay, you're going to keep the house clean and cook meals. And that doesn't happen.
Okay.
And if I say something, then it just ends up being into a big fight, and I just kind of gave up. It's like, all right. So she just got a job, started today, so now she can start working at saving some money so that she can eventually move out.
Right. Right. Well, you know, it's a situation where it really isn't roommate-like, because in, you know, any other situation, if you were roommates with a woman and she got pregnant, you wouldn't say, why don't you stay home and
right.
take care of the house, right?
Right.
Right. So there is that part of it where it isn't the same, or it hasn't been the same. But now that she has a job, if you choose to, you can set some boundaries that are going to make it be more like an adult-to-adult relationship, where, you can think about, okay, if this wasn't my daughter, if this was just some person I was living with, how would I deal with this?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's difficult because she is your daughter.
Well, I've tried setting boundaries in the past, and she just doesn't. And it's the follow through. It's like she doesn't follow through, and then I say, okay, you're not following through. It's just perpetual over and over.
Well, there has to be a consequence attached to it. And in a different type of relationship where it was a roommate relationship, what would happen would be you would say, okay, in lieu of your share of the rent, you need to do these tasks. And then if they weren't done, you'd say, well, fine, you're out because you're not paying your share of the rent. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. And so that's what makes it a little bit more tangled.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But that would be my advice is, you know, as much as you can make it be that way, that's really kind of what needs to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So Benny, did we get another caller for that other session?
We certainly did. We have our winner. It's Vivian from Renton. So congratulations.
Well, congratulations to Vivian. Yay. I just get so excited to have more people that I can do this with because it's been so useful to me. And I just find it so helpful. So what I want to do now is I want to get into talking about the stuff that I told you at the beginning of the hour there would be, you know, a handout you could get off the website that would be useful to you. And what this piece is in addition to doing readings, we can also do calculations that are based on our birth date that tells us our lifetime numbers. And it also can tell us what's happening for us during this year from one birthday to the next birthday. And I'm going to start with the lifetime archetypes, and just really briefly going to tell you how this works and what it is that, why it's useful, why you want to know about this. So you add together your day of birth, the month of birth, the number that goes with it, like one is January, two is February, and the year you were born. So in my case, I was born June 1st, 1957. And when I add those numbers together, it adds up to 1964. And then what you do is you add each of the individual numbers together from that. So 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 4 equals 20. And there's some other rules around if it's more than 21, which you can read about if you get the thing off the website. And again, if you go to the homepage of lauralongley.net, down in the bottom right-hand corner is where you can get that, where it says free tarot report. But so what this tells me is that 20 is associated with the archetype in the major arcana called the Eon. And the Eon is about good judgment and discernment. That's my personality number. That is how I show up in the world, that people see me as someone who has good judgment and discernment. Then I add those two numbers together, the 2 plus the 0, and I get a 2. And that is my soul archetype. And in this case, the 2 is the High Priestess. And so that archetype tells about what my soul is here to do. And for me, the 2 is, well, not just for me, but what the 2 stands for, the archetype of the 2, is about self-resourcefulness and intuition. And so that's about what is my soul up to during this lifetime? What am I here to learn? What am I here to bring? So for me, it's about intuition. So again, no surprise that I've gotten interested in the tarot stuff, because it gets me more in touch with my intuition. And it's about self-resourcefulness. Now, when you look back at my personality number, which is about good judgment and discernment, you can see how those are connected. My soul uses its intuition to have good judgment and discernment. So that's how I show up in the world, and it's coming internally. So knowing what your archetype is for your soul and for your personality can be really helpful from a personal growth perspective. It helps you understand why you're here, what your life purpose is, and for you, from your personality, how are you going to implement this in your life? So I really encourage you to go get that free report, where it gives you the calculation and shows you how to do it. And it also tells you about what all the archetypes are that are associated with each of the numbers that you will come up with. And it's, if nothing else, it's fun. I did a workshop on this at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Portland the weekend before last. And people were just, people get really excited and interested. We like to know about ourselves, right? We like people to tell us about who we are. So this is a really great way to get more information for yourself about who you are, how you're showing up in the world, and what you're here to learn. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away one more free session, and I'll do another free reading on the air. So stay tuned.
Have you ever felt or seen spirit? Would you like to learn more about these beings of light? Michael Shane, founder of the Ascension Foundation, is inviting everyone to come join them on Sunday, May 5th, to their free Namaste celebration of the Living Masters. Join Michael and the Masters for a fun-filled day of healing and enlightenment, followed by an evening of mystery and master communication apportation event. Michael, a very gifted, scientifically tested, transphysical medium, will attempt to bring through an exceptional, rare gift for everyone at the event. This sacred oil will be materialized right in your hand to assist you with healing and awakening. Admittance is free. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. And today we've been doing an all tarot hour where I've been doing readings on the air with callers as well as giving away some free sessions. And right now I'm going to go to a caller who's been waiting a while to do a free reading on the air, Marie from Snohomish. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Laura. Hi.
How are you?
I am doing good. I heard you on a Michelle Bond archive this morning.
Oh, uh-huh.
And here you are on the radio. I mean, I signed up for your newsletter. I thought, I'm going to call this woman.
Yay. Well, that's so funny because I've only done one other show where I did tarot readings like that. And that was mm-hmm. on Michelle's show. So that's funny.
Yeah, I heard that this morning. And here you are on the radio. Well, you know, I'm in between my former job and finding my new professional passion.
Uh-huh.
And I've been invited to explore an organization that could help me with that. So I was wondering, because there will be some time and investment in the organization, I have not gone to the meeting yet, but I just wanted to see what the card says on that.
Okay. So, all right. So did you left your other job because you...
Well, it was closed down.
Okay. And so
it was a small business.
So you've been in a place then of figuring out what's next for you. And so there's this opportunity and you kind of want to know, is this something that maybe is good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we get here.
Okay.
All right. So what came up was the nine in the major arcana, which is the Hermit. And mm-hmm. the Hermit is about introspection and giving yourself enough space to have that introspection. So in this situation, what it seems like to me is that it's a don't leap kind of thing. It's a take the time uh-huh. to really see how it feels to you and uh-huh. to really ask your higher self or ask spirit or whatever word you like to use for guidance on it. How is this for me? Does this feel like a fit for me? And what are the things that I should be paying attention to or be aware of?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so is that something that you would normally do? Do you meditate?
Well, I've been doing a lot of inner landscape work this last 6 to 8 weeks.
Uh-huh.
For myself, and it's been wonderful because I've been, you know, getting more in touch with what makes me happy and what doesn't.
Right.
And so the introspection part really seems to apply to what's been going on for me now. So maybe I should just carry that theme through in exploring.
That's what it seems like to me, is that you know the answer already inside yourself is what this is saying. And
okay.
that by being tuned into that, you'll know if it's the right fit for you or not.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds, that's good. That's cautionary and deliberate at the same time. And
So tell me just in, you know, kind of where you're at right now, how does it feel to you, this opportunity?
I feel good about it. They've sent me some CDs And I really believe many of the things that were mentioned in this, all these lessons. I've read many of the books. I just have not had the discipline or made myself have the discipline to make things happen for myself. So much of their thought process and their philosophy is something that has been a part of me for 20 years, over 20 years. So I feel drawn to this, and I had made a decision that I wasn't going to go back into the so-called traditional work world, because after, giving your heart, blood, and soul to people and organizations, they can fold up within days.
Yes.
And that's what happened to me.
Right.
And I thought, I want to do something that I can have passion with, that has residual income, but be also supported by people with higher ethics and that help each other. So everything that I've learned about and talked to people on the phone with this organization, they've invited me to come and see an introduction and see what it's about. So I have felt good about everything so far, but I just don't want to make any false moves, because I'm getting older in life, and
sure,
you have a certain amount of energy and stuff left, but I want to make a wise choice too.
Right. And trust your gut. That's what this is all saying, is trust your gut.
Okay.
And it sounds like that's how you've been operating with this whole situation. And so just keep doing that.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Thank you so much, Michelle. I was so impressed with the archive, and I'm just happy to be able to speak with you today.
Well, thank you for calling, and I'm really happy to talk to you too. And I will also put in a plug for my own archives, so because I have lots of shows that you could go back and listen to of my own as well. And you can find those at thelauralongleyshow.com. Thank you so much, Marie. Good luck. So I want to hang on a second. So are we able to give away one more, Benny?
Sure, let's do one more.
Okay. So we're going to give away one more free 30-minute session with me to the first caller. And again, the number for that is 1-800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, for a free 30-minute tarot session with me. And in the longer sessions, what I do is I also set intentions with you, and we also do a meditation to anchor in the intentions that are related to the reading. So it's really a powerful way to move forward and get unstuck on a specific issue that you might be dealing with in your life. So while people are calling in, I just want to give you the last little piece of information where I was doing my little teaching mode today. And I talked before the break about figuring out, calculating your lifetime numbers, which tell you your personality and soul archetypes. And now I'm just going to talk for a moment about calculating your growth year archetype. And you do it the same way, except for you use the year from your last birthday. So in my case, it would be June 1st, 2012 was my last birthday. So I'd add together 6 + 1 plus 2012, which comes up to 2019, I think. Now, I don't have it in front of me. I hope that's what it is. And then you add each of those individual numbers together to get your growth year archetype. And just very briefly, for me, this year has been number 12, which is the Hanged Man. And the Hanged Man is about surrender and breaking old patterns. And anybody who's been listening to my show over the last 6 months, you know I've talked about this a number of times, because it has been so up for me this year, where I feel blocked in a lot of ways. And the only way that I can move forward is by not moving at all, by surrendering, by letting go, by quitting struggling, and just allowing. Quit trying to force things and just allow. Let go of my expectations and just allow. And I keep getting that message over and over and over again this year. And so knowing that my growth year is about the Hanged Man has been very, very helpful to me, because it can be a really painful experience otherwise. I mean, it still can be a painful experience, but it is helpful to understand why it's happening and what it is that I'm supposed to learn. So hopefully by the end of this year, I will have learned that. So again, you can get the calculations for that on paper by going to lauralongley.net. Down in the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a free tarot report, and that'll give you that calculation if you sign up with your email. Well, boy, this hour has just flown by. It's been really a fabulous time doing readings on the air, and I love giving away the free readings as well. I want to thank all of the callers today for being brave enough to call in and be on the air, and I want to congratulate the winners of the three free sessions that I gave away. And I want to thank all the rest of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow on the Laura Longley Show at 1 p.m. Pacific, I'll be talking with spiritual psychiatrist Maury Pressman about his book, Living in the Supermind. And next Monday, since there were five Mondays in this month, and next Monday is the first Monday of next month, I'll be here 2 weeks in a row. Next Monday, I'll be talking with Harriet Lerner about her book, For Making the Best Marriage Possible. So I'd love for you to tune into that. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.